You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're trying to be friends. Well, we're friends on this show.
I'm friendly.
Most times. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
I'm just throwing a lie.
Joe Giglio. Joined by another friend in the studio here. Jason Avant is with us. It is Whiteout Wednesday with Jason Avant. Sponsored by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio. Part of the Doodat Dental Group. Official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, we're working
despite
through it.
Despite the circumstances.
Yeah, we're good. We're good despite
the circumstances.
I feel pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel pretty good.
That was as bad as the game. I didn't even want to do the show after the game. I was so frustrated. I didn't want to just go out and curse everyone out.
You're like Hugh. He threatens not to come into work when the Eagles lose.
But I'm still here.
Yeah, he still shows up. All right, Jason, let's unpack what the heck happened on Monday night. So the game was, in some ways, like we expected when we talked about it last week, low scoring, tight, defensive. And the score didn't surprise me, but the 5 turnovers and just the overall play of Jalen Hurts was not good on Monday. What stood out to you? What did you notice about Hurts? And I know all the turnovers are different, but just the what happened in that game?
Well, you can go, different plays, but I would say I break down plays throughout the week. And one of the things that I saw, and it's the same play from the Bears game with Devontae Smith, the same exact coverage. It was cover zero, and it was zero hole. They dropped out 2 defenders from the defensive line. And the Chargers show that on the film multiple times against the Raiders, where Tuipulotu dropped out, Tier Tart dropped out, Hand dropped out. Multiple guys do that. So, and I said in my breakdown, any slant or in-breaking route, you have to locate that guy before you make that decision at quarterback. And sure enough, he stared A.J. Brown down and didn't look like he was aware of what they did. But it was basically the same exact coverage from the Bears game with the Devontae Smith pass that he missed. It was the same coverage. And at some point, you have to grow and figure out the answers to these questions, or teams are going to do this over and over again. And this stems back to Ty Bowles. This is Ty Bowles' game plan over the last couple of years. Let's mix up the line of scrimmage, put guys up there and confuse the protection, and then switch it up on the back end coverage-wise, and he'll be confused. And this is exactly that.
You know, I'm curious because, we all watch the game differently, but I'm curious, did you take any positives away from some of the things that the Eagles did, and if they were, what were some of those positives?
Well, some of the positives that I took away, defensively, I thought that dominated the game. And I think that's because he knows Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator for the Chargers, and Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator for Jim Harbaugh. So he understood his protection calls, right? And so you can see N'Kobe Dean, Zach Bond living in the A-gap because they realized that either they were going to be free or they were going to be picked up by a running running back, which those guys can run through. So I thought it was just a great game plan from Vic Fangio, and I thought he did a great job there. Our rerouting this game of their receivers was outstanding. Cooper DeJean did such a great job in their stacks and their bunches of not giving guys free releases. It caused Justin Herbert to be more mobile than he wanted to be with a broken hand. So I thought our defense played lights out the entire time. I thought our special teams gave us something in the return game. And also offensively, A.J. Brown was moving in a bunch of different spots, routes that he normally don't run. He was running over routes. He was running, you know, dagger routes, end breakers. He ran, you know, across the field and back out. They were doing a lot of things offensively, and guys were open at times. You just hate to see Saquon have 16 rushing yards in the first half and dominating a football game, and then only get four rushes in the second half. And you're wondering, like, oh, are the coaches trying to prove a point here? This is my thought process. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about Jalen letting the offense go and opening it up, mm-hmm. and all those things. We put the ball in Jalen's hands and we saw what happened.
Right.
So the coaches are saying, listen, you know what? We're not going to hold anything back. We're going to give everything we have in the game plan. And we put it in Jalen's hands and didn't come through in that time.
Yeah, it did not. And there was a lot of moments, and you mentioned some of them in the game. Let's go to one at the end. I'm just curious how you saw it. So the last interception, right? They have a chance to win the game. Yeah. Despite all of the nonsense during the game, they could go down and win it with a touchdown there. And they got close. And then Jalen throws the pick. So there was a good play by the edge rusher, right, to kind of get pressure on Jalen.
Yeah.
There was a good play by the corner to tip it. Yep. Mm-hmm. But when I kept watching the play, it looked like it was he had a chance to hand it off to Saquon, and he chose to keep it. What was your thought on the play? What maybe the thought was? And did you think he should have just handed it to Saquon on that particular play?
Well, I thought that wasn't a handoff play. That was just a play action.
Okay.
So that was a play action.
You think it was a called pass?
Yeah, it was a called pass.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a called pass play. And basically they had what defense would call China. We call it smash. China basically is a corner route. And you have a flat route right there, or you can have an arrow concept there. But basically, it's a flat and a corner route. So
one shallow, one over the top.
One over the top. And it was in cover two. Cover two, who was the corner? Cam Hart. Cam Hart's 6'2 and a half. He's a big dude. Like, he towers over most of our receivers, right? So if you got to get that ball up and over the corner that's sinking underneath it, and you got to understand who that corner is.
Right.
So it was only second and three. You have a bunch of time left in the game, so you don't have to make that throw if you don't want to, because since he's sinking back, you can just throw the ball to the flat to Dallas Goedert, which was the play. It would have been a first down. You still have a new set of downs, and you can run the ball in those situations going forward. They treated the overtime period like it was 2 minutes left in the game. They viewed it as like no huddle offense, and they just only focus on passing that entire time rather than mixing in your game plan. So I thought that decision by Jalen Hurts was a bad decision, knowing the personnel that the corner is going to sink underneath it and not just taking what the defense gave you, which he got greedy and threw the interception.
Yeah, he did. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's let Jason hear this. Ron Jaworski talking about Jalen Hurts and what he saw as he rewent and watched the film. Here's Jaws. Curious, Jason, if you saw it a similar way.
Well, you know, certainly the quarterback has to accept responsibility literally for every play. That's the job. You have to deal with it. But, you know, after looking at the tape, I feel very strongly about my comments after the game. There were too many throws that were late. And, you know, the quarterback position is about anticipation, throwing the football without access to the results. There are throws you have to make. You don't know what's going to be complete, incomplete, or maybe even a touchdown. You just don't know. So he doesn't make many of those throws, although I will say this. Mm-hmm. The best throw he's made maybe in his career, in my opinion,
yeah.
Third and 16 play, that skinny post. It was a fabulous throw. To me, that's an indication of he can make those throws without access to the results and stick the ball into tight windows. But I also give the Chargers some credit, too. They had a good blitz scheme. They had him robbed a little bit. He was holding on to the balls. You know, and we're not talking – sometimes it's not even obvious unless you look at the tape. It's a tenth of a second, which is a lot of yards when you're moving as a wide receiver or as a quarterback as you're throwing the football. So it's not something that is very, very obvious, but he was late with too many throws against the Chargers.
I'm not sure how you watch the game and what copy you watch, but during the regular ESPN broadcast with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, Aikman was saying similar things to what Jaws, and he was kind of seeing it in real time, that he's just missing things, just a little bit late on whatever throw.
Yeah. So you see that at times, right? So let's break it down, right? So there's times where Jalen is on the wrong side. So the first play of the game, I was concerned with the first play of the game. First of all, the Chargers only play two coverages on first down. They play cover three and cover four. So all you have to do is build concepts for those two routes.
Right.
On the front side, it was an arrow concept where it's two like small like hitch routes in the corner behind it. There was really no one open. So that was a Kevin Petullo thing. Right. So Jalen is looking backside at A.J. Brown in a man concept or single high safety concept. It wasn't that. And he's looking backside. I'm like, what are you looking at?
Right.
Right. So he shouldn't even been over there. Should have been on the other side of the field. Not saying anybody would have been open.
But he was looking the wrong
way. But he was looking the wrong way. And remember, it's just like a math equation. Right. So if you come up with the right answer and you didn't show your work, the teacher is going to think you're cheating. Right. And it's the same way in football. Like you have to have your eyes in the right place. Therefore, when the coaches are looking at it and the defensive coordinator is looking at it, it's like, oh, we can't confuse this guy because this guy knows where to go with the ball and he's not lucking into anything.
Right.
So you see that a little bit too much from Jalen where if he makes a play, it's kind of a after the fact type of play. He got to it kind of haphazardly and it wasn't anticipatory. And that's what Jaws is saying. So there's multiple times in the game where that occurs.
So you basically got lucky. Like basically it's a sense he got lucky with the throw.
Well, not on that 3rd and 16 throw. Mm-hmm. That 3rd and 16 throw is one of those. Let me tell you
the exactly, Devontae in overtime.
In overtime. Let me tell you what happened on that play. When you're in 3rd and 16, it's only one or two coverages, maybe one that most defenses go to. It's 3rd and 16. They're like, dude, just don't give up a big play.
Right.
So now the quarterback doesn't have to think. But in normal down and distances, you are dealing with linemen moving. You're dealing with linebackers rotating in and out. And the safety coverage is rotating. In 3rd and 16, he actually saw the coverage, knew exactly what it was, and he let it rip. And that's because he knew it. But we have to get Jalen to the place where he knows that when things are moving. And that's what the problem is.
You know what? You said something a couple weeks ago when you were talking about Caleb Williams and how they throw a lot at him.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like they threw more at Jalen than he's had in the past few weeks. Do you think we should stay that course, even though it looked the way that it did?
No.
Go back to what we've been doing normal?
I think you're fooling yourself if you continue down a path of just you think this offensive line is going to be sufficient enough most games to rely on Saquon, you know, day in and day out.
It's not last year.
So I don't think we have the same, you know, skill set, the same personnel, the same mindset when it comes to running the game. So I think giving Jalen the keys is the only way for him to grow. It's either he's going to crash, you know, or he's going to excel. And I think it's the only way you can do it. And I think that they have handcuffed him so long that a lot in order to protect them. And then when you get in games like this, it's like, damn, I see why they were doing it.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I see why they're doing it. But you have to live with it. You have to live with it knowing that he made a lot of good plays, knowing that a couple of interceptions could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one with A.J. Brown, definitely avoidable, right? A.J. Brown runs a subpar route, gets pushed too far inside, sees the middle linebacker or Derwin James, and short arms the ball, right? That's not on Jalen Hurts. That should be a receiver interception stat. Mm. That shouldn't even go on Jalen Hurts' stat, right? The other one with Dante Jackson, this is the stuff that you get frustrated with because
You pointed that out last week. Yeah.
We talked about Dante Jackson last week.
I thought that as soon as it happened.
Right?
Yeah.
We talked about Dante Jackson last week. I broke it down. He picked the same freaking play. It was a Hank against Jacksonville. It was a Hank concept. And every defensive back knows that concept more than everything. It basically is a flat, a curl, and an inside hook by the tight end. It was brought to us by Hank Stram. That's why they call it Hank, right? Because that was his play. So every defensive back knows that. And you got to know that Dante Jackson's a ball guy. And know your personnel. The receiver can help him out, but I'm not even looking over there. I'm like, dude, I'm throwing it to the flat.
Right.
Dallas. I'm not testing this guy on something that I know he knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a bad one. That was right after they got the ball back. All right. 215-592-9494. All right, Jason, let's ask your thought on the big topic that everyone's having, and then we'll get to the phone lines, people's calls and questions for you and us. Jalen Hurts, job security. Nick Sirianni asked this morning on the morning show if they would consider moving off him. So he's going to start Sunday, obviously, against the Raiders. If this continues, do you think two parts of this? One, do you think they will? But then two, if it continues with him playing, not just this past game, but it's been a month of struggles, do you think they should consider Tanner McKee?
I don't think that they will.
Okay.
One, and to be honest, I don't necessarily know if it's warranted.
Okay.
And yes, Jalen has played bad and he has his downs. Jalen has some ups and he brings a lot to the table as well. So I just don't see how you can move off a guy that's been to two Super Bowls in the last, what, 4 or 5 years. I just don't see how you can that fast after winning the Super Bowl last year. I think that he has at least a year grace period in that he has to, you know, have a chance to rectify this. We haven't seen what this team is going to do in the playoffs. We don't know if a switch is going to be flipped. We don't know that. The one thing I will say about the Eagles team is that despite how bad we think that they play, they're in every ball game.
They are. I mean, every game's the same.
Even when they're bad. The four interceptions, five turnovers, they still lose the chance. Game late, right? That yeah. The team that means that the team is talented enough to win.
Yes.
Cuz you don't that normally doesn't happen. So with that being said, I think that Tanner can throw the football better than Jalen? Yes. Do I think he can literally throw the ball better and do some things? Yeah, do I think it's the best decision for the entire team? I don't necessarily know if that's true because it's not enough work that Tanner has shown in order to gain that right.
That makes it interesting because it's an unknown, right? It's not like a guy we've seen a lot of. Even in college, he didn't do that much.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's such a small sample size to wage an entire franchise on. A small sample. I can't do it. I don't think it's sound.
Yeah, I think most people are with you. We haven't checked our poll today. I think it's probably more than 50% that wouldn't do it, but we'll see what people say. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Let's grab Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Derek.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Derek. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I talk to y'all all the time. I want to talk to Jason.
Go ahead. Listen, go ahead.
I appreciate your commentary on Instagram. And it's like when you come on here, you be saying all the things I be thinking because these guys be in character a lot, right? So this is what I want to ask you personally. As a wide receiver, right? Because these guys just said that A.J. Brown, those three balls that he didn't catch, that they were just okay. They don't consider them drops. Were they drops?
Yes. So from a receiver perspective, like especially the last one's a drop. So we're taught with raking of the hands, we're taught that we have to secure the ball in those situations. Every coach in the league is going to call that a drop. The NFL may not, you know, but every coach that I've ever had, Jason, you got to catch that. The first one, he didn't give max effort for. So if he doesn't even have to dive fully. He doesn't have to extend like, you know, like it's some Lynn Swan or something. He has to just basically extend a little bit more in order to make that catch, right? So a coach that has a high standard is going to say, you know what? That was catchable if you gave me more effort. And then the one was obvious drop over the middle. That was the one that was a little bit higher.
Yep,
the alligator arm.
I thought the last one, I thought the corner jarred his arm as he was trying to control it.
But that's the thing about the NFL coach, right? We're taught, like, you're always going to have somebody near your hands. If it's in your breadbasket, here's the thing. He didn't catch it clean when it hit his hands initially.
So the jarring was able to kind of
exactly.
help knock it out.
He didn't catch it clean initially, therefore the jarring was able to happen. But even with the jarring, you still have to figure out a way to make that catch, and that's what we're talking about.
He's big and strong. It's Joe Giulio, this is my gripe with you, right? Because I've been on hold for a while. So I heard a guy call in, and you're like, who has anything against Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. There's plenty of people that call in here and have gripes against Jalen Hurts for more than just football. You may not hear them, right? But that happens all the time. Like, this isn't the week for people to be calling in, you know, saying, Hurts, it ain't Hurts' fault. Jalen Hurts has played very, very subpar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I the thing that bothers me with the whole Hurts debate is, right, it's like even when you say, like, the team won the Super Bowl, right? I don't ever hear people say that, right, about any other quarterback that wins a Super Bowl. It's always like, he led his team to three Super Bowls. Brett Favre has two Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers got this.
But Derek, my frustration is I feel like it's a slight to the rest of the team. Like, when people defend him, they say, well, he won the Super Bowl. Well,
let me finish my point,
he did. But They had a great team that also won the Super Bowl, right?
Let me finish my point, though.
Last thing, and I will let you finish. I was frustrated because someone was ripping A.J. Brown. But he won the Super Bowl, too. Like, to me, they all won the Super Bowl. So if you want to rip Jalen, rip Jalen. You want to rip A.J., rip A.J. But I can't just give Jalen cover because he won the Super Bowl. Like, they all won the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. So this is my whole point. When you say they all won the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we give everybody else a pass, right? Because everybody always has eyes on the quarterback. Like, even with Troy Aikman, right? Y'all say, Troy Aikman was watching the tape and he was showing that Hurts was missing throws, right? If you go back and watch the tape, right, that same guy, Troy Aikman, was showing Jordan Mailata hold on every single play, right? But we don't talk about that because he's not the quarterback. The quarterback is the most sexiest position on the field. They get paid the most money, and all eyes are on them.
Of course.
So the same way that you want to give him credit, that you want to give him the blame, when things are going well, we can't just say, like, the Eagles won because of Saquon Barkley or they have a great offensive line. And then now it's like those things aren't true anymore, right? Like, Saquon's not having a great year.
I totally agree.
The line is all banged up.
I agree with you. I mean, I agree.
52 weeks a year, all we do is talk about the quarterback, right, mostly in a negative way. Like I said, this isn't the week for me to be called in defending him because that Monday night looks like.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Because I listen every day, so I never hear, like, man, like even in the Super Bowl, it was like the dagger. It was underthrow, right? Or this and that. It's never like Jalen Hurts had a good game. It's always, well, he's got this and he's got that. But when those guys don't come up, then everything just falls on him. But I wouldn't bench him right now. But if we lose to the Raiders, then I wouldn't be opposed to them, you know, doing some other things just to see what they have with Tanner McKee.
Yeah, you
but
still.
But Jason Avant, keep doing your thing, though. I like, you got a good voice for radio, too, man. You know what I mean?
I think we all do, but I appreciate you.
Derek, good phone call.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
No,
we appreciate you. Yeah, good phone call, Derek.
I was offended by about in character. I ain't in character. I want to admit you. What you mean?
This is Hugh's character. This is just who
we
are.
This is me every day.
Every day.
I ain't got to pretend to be nobody else.
Yeah. I'll say this, is that Jalen will get the bad rap for this game, and he should. There was multiple balls that were on the money. The first play of the game would have changed the outcome of the game, mm-hmm. or how it was played. And the last play of the regular, the last play that they had in the AJ one,
the corner of the end zone.
You can't throw two balls better than that.
That was a beautiful pass.
Yeah, but again, you know, watching that, you're like, damn. But you can't unsee five turnovers.
You can't.
You can't see five. But he put the ball in a situation where they had a chance to win, didn't come up with it. And here's the thing, AJ has to own this. In that they're trying to get you the ball. Jalen is going out of his way when other guys should be the number one priority in coverage. He's going out of his way to get you the ball. Even on a pick that the defensive tackle picked it, trying to get AJ the ball.
Yep.
There's two guys down the field that he could throw the ball to. He's trying to get you the ball. And if that's happening and they're sacrificing for you, you got to put it on the line.
Yeah, I agree.
And you
with
talk
you.
A lot.
Yeah, he does. He does. All right, 215-592-9494. We continue Wideout Wednesday with Jason Avant. You could hop in, be on the phone lines with us and Jason as well. We'll continue talking through the Eagles this coming game Sunday. And how's this season going to play out from here on out? Plus, something Cam Jurgens said after the game, clarified it on the players' lines last night. Curious Jason's thought about the Eagles, how they practice and how the players are talking about their practices. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, the rewards are just flat. But fan cash is the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack fan cash. Check this out. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wages, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boots. Profit Boots, that is. Not Profit Boost, but Profit Boots. Exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's real value for your sports fandom. Did I also mention that they are giving away millions in fan cash this year? With games like Fan Cash Drops, that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to the sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's a great start to a song, too. Money, the cash register. Yeah.
Well, money plays in all these things, as we've talked about. All right, welcome back. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It is Wideout Wednesday. Jason Avant with us here. All right, we wanted to get Jason's thoughts on something Cam Jurgens said, but we do have to talk about this, Hugh, because I saw this, and I would be remiss if we didn't bring it up on the air. So I'm going to tell you what I'm reading here. I'll read it to you, the report from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, and then we'll get to our takeaway on this. So Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano from ESPN, they're insiders. They break news pretty often around the NFL, and they write a weekly kind of what we're hearing column, buzz, Hugh, around the NFL, what is being talked about. Mm-hmm. And this is in today's notes column. Quote, some people around the league were starting to think the Eagles might draft a quarterback high in 2026, even before Jalen Hurts' four-interception performance Monday. The prediction from those folks, Roseman snags a passer on day two, allowing Hurts to serve as the starter in 2026 while having a future starter to develop. And then the quote, inside the quote, the Eagles will do to Jalen what they did to Carson Wentz, end quote, one industry source predicted. Hugh, your reaction to what is now being talked about in the NFL that the Eagles are, look, they could draft a quarterback high.
What's that John Legend song, Give Me the Green Light? Mm. The Green Light. Jason, what I'm talking about, they got the green light. They've gotten the green light. This is the entity that is the NFL. This is the machine. You know, there's been rumblings all for the last couple of seasons of Jalen and where he is. And, you know, the fact that the other night kind of validates that for people. That's why, for me, I feel like Jalen's going to rise to the occasion. He's been in one of these situations before. So I feel like he's going to come out and he's going to play well Sunday.
Jason, it feels to me that – I know we're discussing today the backup quarterback and Tanner McKee in the next four games. It does feel to me after I read that he's playing for the rest of his career here the next 4 weeks, right? If he plays well and they go on a run again, that probably doesn't happen as much as it's the way it's being written right now. They struggle. That feels like it's probably on the table.
Yeah, I think every position is like this. I don't know why the quarterback is the one that doesn't get this scrutiny and get this type of pressure. Because, you know, when I played, you know, they brought Amendola in here. They brought Steve Smith in here. They brought a bunch of guys in here in order to be the third receiver. That happens, right? So for the quarterback, it's just, oh, man, you can't do that because the quarterback's feeling is too sensitive. So
they're
what?
They're super sensitive.
See, that's right.
We
Who
have
cares?
To figure out like how to, you know, and Jalen is built for it because he did it in Alabama. So if anybody can handle it, it'll be Jalen. It probably inspires him to play better. So I think you do whatever you can in order to make the team better, despite anyone's feelings. I think that's the only way you can run an organization, and the best man wins.
I totally agree. And I think that because it's here and because it's how Jalen got here, I think there's going to be an emotional reaction if it happens. Like they're replacing him the way Jalen replaced Carson. But I mean, once in a while, it does go the other way. I mean, Hugh, the Packers drafted Jordan Love. Well, they did it twice, right?
Yeah,
But they got good play out of Favre for a couple years before they made the switch. And they got Aaron Rodgers, I think, won two more MVPs after Jordan Love was drafted. So if I had a guess right now, Hugh, I would think they're probably going to draft a quarterback relatively high. But it could end up where Jalen still is the quarterback and plays well here for a while.
You know what's funny? It's like Jason was saying, the quarterback position is the only one.
The only one.
Where people get up in arms.
I remember when
Big Red drafted Derek Burgess, and he called me right after he drafted me. And he said, "Hugh, I just want you to know, I didn't draft him to take your position." I said, "Yeah, you did, coach." I said, "It's cool." I was like, because I knew, like when we got in the camp, initially I was like, I ain't worried about Derek. But when I saw him,
yeah,
I was like, oh, snap.
D. Burgess is looking like a missile.
You know what I mean? D. Burgess was like, hey. I was like, well, hell. And I remember I never let D. Burgess reach. I never let him get on the field. Like, when I be out there and they say, hey, he'll take a blow. Nah. I'm going to go ahead and ride this one out.
I'm good.
But, no, that's the reality. That's the reality for everybody else.
But the quarterback.
Because the quarterback, the one that gets to eat dinner. I mean, for real dinner. Not them TV dinners that everybody else eat. He gets to eat with the owner. He gets to go to the basketball game and sit courtside with the owner. You know what I mean? He gets to fly on the private jet. Nobody else gets to do that. And that's why it's different because for everybody else, the writing's on the wall and we rise to the occasion because that's the way we've been built. But the quarterback has been coddled his whole career, especially when he's that dude. So, yeah, if you draft the quarterback, it's going to be – we're always talking about Carson Wentz. It's going to be the same thing. Carson's going to go in office. And I don't know if he did for real, but I assume he did. And asked, what the hell are you doing? I want out. Like, that's normally what happens. Remember, it was a few years ago. I think you were still in college. He played for Denver. He was a quarterback for Denver. Can't think of his name. Jay Cutler.
Oh, Cutler, yeah.
Cutler. They brought in another quarterback when he was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. He had a whole hissy fit. And they had to trade him to the Bears.
Yeah,
that's what usually happens. So,
well, you find out how they're built.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Jalen's built
right.
For
yeah,
it, yeah. But I think that even if you draft one, there's only one or two things going to happen. We've seen it happen in the past, but this is different. So he might ask for a trade.
But and the thing is that Jalen is he's such a mystery that he can come out and have perfect quarterback rating in the next four games.
Well, this year he's had a perfect quarterback rating and a five turnover game, right? The same season.
You just don't know. So you will have that where he can go out and play well, and you have these games where he doesn't. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I know that the teams that they're playing are inferior, but again, I thought that if you just look at the Chargers roster without their two tackles, I thought their Eagles roster was superior to the Chargers too.
I agree.
So that happens, you know. So
it does. All right, let's look forward before we go back to the phones on the next four games. So I agree with you. They should be an advantage at least in three of the games, right? They play the Raiders this week. They go to Washington. They go to Buffalo, and then they get the Commanders here in the final game of the season. I don't know if Daniels is going to play. He's back last week, but then he got hurt again, and it's just been a weird season for them. So maybe they shut him down. But even if he plays, how do you envision these last four games, Jason? Because we're at a point now, they've kind of lost their margin for error, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we can count on the Cowboys to lose again. They might. They probably will lose one. But let's say the Cowboys win out and the Eagles have to win 3 out of 4. Do you feel they're going to do that?
Yeah, I feel they'll win 3 out of 4. I think they'll struggle at Buffalo, but I think they'll win 3 out of 4, no problem. But here's the thing. I think they'll fool us. I think all of us are going to get excited.
Oh, playoffs
Eagles,
are here.
The
they're
playoffs
back.
Are here. They're back. And then the same problems kind of arise.
Yeah,
so,
that's what we hope
so
for.
So I think it's just kind of fool's goal.
Yeah, and that might be. And then those seasons happen. We'll see. But they win 3 out of 4. They will be in the postseason. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
Will, what's up? Will?
All right. Quick up, questions for Big Play Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, bro. You can read defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty good with, you know, as far as formations are and the offense and everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you're a receiver and everything, right? So my thing is this, right? How do you feel about play calling?
How do I feel about play calling?
As in the Eagles play calling this season? Is that what you're referencing?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
So here's the thing. Like, I think that play calling is actually getting better. As the season is going on, I actually think the play calling is getting better. Do I like the frequency and the way things work at times? Like, for an example, Saquon dominates the first half, 16 yards, 16 rushes. Second half, he gets 4 carries. That's not good, right?
Right.
They get the ball down to the 2-yard line. We want to turn into the Jets where it's freaking shotgun formation and we don't want to tush push.
Tag.
Right? So though and then we run right. a sprint left, like who with a right hand quarterback, we're in sprint left the next play. Right? So though that sequence of plays, that was bad play calling. But what I will attribute that to is that's gonna happen in games where the defense coordinator, offense coordinator, whoever it is, they're gonna win some of those, right? But so I think the play calling is getting better. We've seen more motion these last few games. We've seen AJ in different spot catching different types of passes over that time, and the Eagles have had guys open. So overall this year, the play calling hadn't been the greatest, but I think it's actually getting better. Does that make sense?
Okay. That do make sense.
Now, I would love for them to change their frequency and not abandon the run in the overtime period when they're treating it like, you know, it's a 2-minute drill rather than overtime.
Right. But you know what? And I like what you said, and you know what? It can be different if you're behind the helm and you got the headset on.
Oh, you're trying to.
Are you trying to?
I was like, now I get where he's going with
that. Yeah, no headset
no,
for me.
No.
They can't pay me enough. I got small kids.
That's a long day, man.
Real good phone call, man. I was wondering where his ankle was. You like this? You like that? He wants you to call the plays. All right. Let's hear from Cam Jurgens. Curious your thoughts on this, Jason. This was we're going to play two things. One after the game, and then he kind of reset it again in a different way last night in the Players' Lounge with Hugh and Ike and Elliot. Because he seemed to talk about how maybe they were sloppy during the week, and then that comes into the game. Let's hear Cam Jurgens during.
Oh, dang.
I think we got to be clean during the week. You know, in practice, walkthrough, everything's got to be clean, and, you know, that's going to lead to being cleaner during the game, and you know, I don't think we're cleaned up during the week.
All right, so that was after the game. Now let's hear him. Hugh, this was last night with you guys on the Players' Lounge. He kind of clarified what he meant, but he kind of said it in the same way again. Here's Cam last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you ask a question like that, and it's like, hey, why do we have so many penalties, and you know, why does the operation seem different? It's like, all right, well, the only way we can work on that is during the week and being clean and walkthroughs and practice and being detailed. And you know, I'm not saying it's sloppy, but I'm just saying that's the only way we can work on it is during the week. And obviously, you know, if we aren't clean in the game, then we weren't clean enough during the week. And I mean, that's the only way we can go about attacking is, hey, let's be as detailed as we can, walk through in meetings, watching film. And I mean, that's the only way to go about it. And, you know, we weren't clean enough in the game. So, I mean, that correlates directly to, you know, walkthroughs and film and during the week.
what's your thought on this? Comes up a lot, like the penalties. Well, we're sloppy in practice, we're sloppy in the game. Do you think that's how it really works, or is like a holding, like when Mailata gets called for a hold, is it just the heat of the moment, like he just pulls the guy because he got beat? What do you think about penalties and versus practice versus the actual game?
I think it's habits, right? So if you go full speed in practice and you do things right in practice, it normally carries over into the game. And at the same time, like, we're constantly yelling at the DBs, at receivers, because we're like, dude, stop holding.
Right.
Because in the game, you're going to get called for holding. Like, you're in position in practice, and the coaches think you're doing good, but you're going to get exposed in the game. And it's the same way with the offensive linemen. And Hugh, at some point, probably did a scout team rep or something, and the offensive line is holding you, and you're like, dude, you're going to get called for holding in the game. Dude.
You're constantly trying to improve everybody. You know what I mean? And you're right, I have. You're out there, and there are certain looks that you want to give that the potential opposition is giving. You know, like certain pass rush and stuff. I remember when Brian B. West was being Marshall Faulk one day, and Jim was like, hey, you need to hit every time Brian goes out in the flat, you need to hit him. And we did that every play so much that Brian got mad. Like, he got mad and started cursing. He was like, bump that. Because Jim wanted us to put a hat. He wanted us to reroute Marshall Faulk.
Of course, yeah.
So in order to do that, it's repetition. And a lot of times, if we didn't do it, we ran the play over. So there's some truth to what Cam was saying. I don't know. I'm not at practice. Yeah. I don't know what's being said. I don't know how it's being ran. But normally, if you're paying attention to detail, and if there's something that you're not doing, if you're not running the crisp routes or whatever, if you're holding, you got to do that rep again. Mm. And the coach is mad because now you got to do that because you're on a time limit, right?
We're wasting time here.
Yeah, you got to do that rep. Mm-hmm. And then you taking away from somebody else's rep.
I will say offensively, I always think that practice is a farce. The reason I say offensively, because they're always trying to impress the coach, right? The coordinators are trying to scheme up like the perfect call for the quarterback. Hey, throw it right here. And they're giving him the answers to the test in practice rather than mixing up what the other what the defense is going to do on Sunday and seeing how it plays out.
He just confirmed what I always thought about offense.
So offensively, it's scripted so the quarterback can look good. But when you get to the game and you've been giving him the answers and now he has to figure out himself, you put him at a disadvantage rather than it looking bad at practice at times, but it ended up being more realistic looks.
It's like helping the kid with their homework, and then they get into school by themselves, and they don't know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah, I always wanted, because it's like we used to, in practice, when you're on scout team, like, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do this. Do it like the player's drawing up. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do it like the player. Like the player doesn't have a brain.
Right.
Like, you know, like the thing is, if you're taking away the outside, any player's going to be like, oh, I'm going to try to go inside this time.
Yeah.
You know, so, no, stay outside, Jason. Like, okay.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's going to do that in the game, for sure, coach, yeah.
I can imagine Hugh got in trouble for freelancing during all times.
I used to freelance during our periods.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you said Jim used to yell at you all the time.
All the time.
Let's go to Eric in California. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Eric. Hey, what's up?
I do want to begin my call by saying I stand with the accountability bunny.
The accountability?
It's the positivity bunny.
The accountability bunny.
Now, Hugh just changed the name and butchered the whole thing.
First of all,
keeping accountable?
Let me say this. If you got to bring in a big bunny into your facility,
you're in trouble.
There's some stuff going wrong.
You're in trouble.
After the fact, now everybody says about it, 'cause it was weird.
No. When they did it the first time, I'm like, boy, they need a kumbaya coming.
They need Jesus.
Yeah.
The group chat was blowing up. Season's over as soon as I saw that. Eric, go ahead.
Okay, so given that Mr. Avanster, I have the following question. When I saw that first play of the game, Jalen tries to launch it to AJ, and AJ comes up a little short. I think if Devontae's running the route, that little guy projects himself like you threw that pin at Hugh the other day, and he makes that catch. do you agree, Jason?
Well, Devontae has a better work ethic than AJ Brown, and that right there you can see it. Like, there's a couple plays in that game, and I'm not trying to put them two against each other at all. I'm not trying to pit them two against each other. Is that, yes, will Devontae have dove for that ball? Will he have caught it? Maybe not, but I know he's going to give me max effort on that play. I'll give you – it was a 3rd-and-7 we had. It was a 0 blitz. They threw a bubble route to Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith got blew up. A.J. Brown just threw a shoulder into his guy rather than stalk blocking him. And if he had made that block, they would have got the first down. They ran the same exact play to Dallas Goedert on the right side with Devontae Smith blocking. Devontae Smith blocked like his life was on the line, and they came up just 1 yard short of the first down and ended up converting it the next down. Right? So that mentality is what we're looking for. You can't just have the mentality of get me the ball. You got to be a competitor in all aspects of the game. Be a competitor when it's time to stalk block for your teammate. Be a competitor when it's time to go in and dig out Derwin James. Be a competitor in all those aspects of the game, and it'll carry over in the moments where the game is on the line.
I'm ready to play now.
It's got like
I'm,
that.
I'm ready to go in. Yeah. I know it blows my mind because you see several instances of him not going out committing. You go, if you're going to talk throughout the week and go on podcast, hey, give me the ball, and then they do it, you need to carry up your end of the bargain, is what I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah, Eric, I thought that was kind of ironic.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of ironic that you had, like, you had some of the miscues that he had, and you were quick to point Jalen out. As far as, well, you didn't point Jalen out. You let your frustration be known. Yeah, yeah, and then.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your Secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Somebody could point out that you're not running hard routes, you're not doing certain things that you need to be doing. It's kind of ironic.
Here's the silver lining with that. Is that when everything is everyone else in your mind and then you start making those same mistakes, now it brings you back closer to the group.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been in a mindset where I'm outside of the group. But now the earnest is on you and you're starting to get that heat and you're the one that's looking bad. Now it caused you to come back to connection with the people that, I'm capable of making those mistakes too. So now I have some commonality with the people that I've been, you know, estranged from.
Yeah, I mean, when you add in the blocking that you're talking about, the drops, it was one of the worst games he's played in a long time. I know he had, 100 yards, yeah, 99, but he didn't play well.
He had some yards.
Yeah, he had some yards. But he didn't play. I mean, when you add it all together, it just didn't feel to me like he played very well in the football game. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hugo, Kyle, Jason, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Guys, right now at this time, I would not go to Tanner McKee. I would give Jalen Hurts this next game. And maybe the Washington game. But we all have to pump our brakes. I know everybody's saying that this Raiders game is a gimme game. Last time I checked, we lost to a 2-win Giants team. And right now I think every NFL team smells blood in the water, and they're going to give us their best game. I believe Washington still has a sour taste in their mouth from the playoffs last year. They're going to try to play spoiler to our playoffs and our division standings. And Buffalo, too. None of these games are gimme. But the thing is, Jalen Hurts deserves some grace. He gave us a Super Bowl. He gave us 2 NFC championships. He deserves some grace, guys. This is the perfect opportunity for Jalen Hurts to step up in the next couple of games because these teams are going to give Jalen Hurts everything they got. They smell blood in this team, and they're going to keep – I don't know what these defenses are doing to him, but they're going to keep doing it. And it's up to Jalen Hurts to come out of this. I mean, he deserves the thing to come out of this. But I want to say one key thing, guys, that might put out a crucial point. They won a Super Bowl, right? Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. These guys are all still young. This is the first time these guys were at the mountaintop. And I don't think this is a learning process for them. Being at the top, like, Mahomes had Andy Reid. Brady had Belichick. So Nick Sirianni's young, man. I believe he's having problems. He's having problems trying to correct things. He's having problems bringing in these offensive coordinators. And these guys are still learning how to handle success. And that's the problem with AJ. That's the problem with Jalen. I see AJ got another commercial out. But are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the work during these practices, during these meetings? Because during the Hard Knocks, when I saw the Dallas Cowboys, they looked like camaraderie. I saw chemistry. I saw Dak in there with his guys. Talking.
Yeah, I felt that too, Terrence.
Yeah.
Well, it's a TV show. Yeah, but it's cut a certain way. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. All right, before we say goodbye to Jason until next week, Jason, I need your thought on this. I think Phil Rivers was drafted, 1 or 2 years before you? He's coming back. He's going to play for the Colts. Your thought on Rivers, 5 years out of the league coming back?
Well, Philip can always spin it, right? Yeah. So, and I'm pretty sure he still can spin it better than most. And the quarterback, they don't allow you to get touched anyway, especially a dude that can't run. They're going to protect him. It's like, they're going to look after him just like an elderly person with a walker going down the street. Everyone is like attentive to him. So the official is going to do that to him. But I think it's exciting because I love the way, he's mic'd up. I love hearing Philip Rivers talk trash. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he does well. But my guess will be he'll be on a walker in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to put that
44 years old. It is wild crazy stuff. Jason, man, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, great seeing you guys. Thanks.
Always great hanging out with Jason Avant. Wide Out Wednesday with Jason Avant was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentists of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Nick Sirianni spoke to the media today. I'm sure he was asked about the quarterback situation. We'll let you hear that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.